Good evening. It's 2222023. That's a lot. That's too many twos. Too many twos, like an abundance of two slow sloths in a dryer. So I hope you guys are doing well. Good evening. Welcome to your philosophy chat. No audio? You have no audio, you say. Oh, I have no audio, you say. All right. I guess now they've changed the settings, so it starts muted for some people. That's all right. That's all right. We'll survive. All right. Let's just see here. Better? Yeah. Okay, all set. So let's get into your questions here. The present, my new novel, The Present, needs to be moved from the fiction section to nonfiction. Yes, I was hoping to get the book out before the shite hit the fan, so it's out now. You can, I'll put the link in here. I'll put the link so you can get a hold of it if you want. Close that down. A lot of things open. And if you haven't listened to my Leftism and Wealth, a Theory podcast, you really, really should. It's goosebumpingly good. Goosebumpingly good. All right, I'm going to throw a link in here. You can start to listen to the audiobook. Oh, I guess when you copy and paste, even from Word, it gives you some HTML over here. Well, that's all right. That's all right. And let me just do one other thing. I will get the link. You can read the whole book. Personally, it might be worth waiting for the audiobook, but you can read the whole book. And it's well worth it. It's well worth it. All right. Let me just see here. It's certainly the most... I've really wanted to combine minimalistic language with hyper-realistic dialogue with the wildest circumstances I've ever written about. And I'm very, very pleased with the way it came out. So let me just give you a link here. Yes, there we go. So yeah, if you like to read, you can read it on the website. I will, of course, when it's all said and done, I will get the Kindle version, a PDF, and there'll be audiobook, and maybe I'll look into print and so on. But because I know some of y'all do like the print side of things, but it's a challenge to get the moving things digitally is just a whole lot easier and less complicated and less paperwork than moving things physically, because the world and the state and all this kind of stuff. All right, so let me get the there we go. All right. Why are you not letting me copy this? Copy link address. There we go. Finally buried six menus deep. All right, let me just post this in here, and then we will get straight to your questions. There's that novel. Let me put it over here as well. You going to wait for the audiobook? Yeah, I'm pretty good at audiobook readings, but there's a special flavor to text as a whole. So, all right, let's see here. Let's get to our questions. Can you do a deep dive on the French Revolution, please? Well, I'm getting a researcher, and for me, you know, with the audiobooks and the shows and the call-in shows and the live streams and so on, finding the time to do the research as I used to with the deep dives. Plus, you know, it's the last couple of years of being a dad, and I don't want to spend it with my arse buried half deep in HTML. So, you know, my daughter's going to be 15 this year, right? So it's the last couple of years of being a dad. I really want to enjoy those. I mean, of being a dad in the house kind of thing. Dados in the houses or something like that. So, yeah, I'm going to hire. And look, if you want to help and chip in, I'd really appreciate that. You can give me tips here. You can go to if you're on Locals, you can go to freedomain.com/donate if you'd like to help things out. You know, I just realized I saw something the other day, and it's been, yeah, a little over 2.5 years since I was deplatformed. A little over 2.5 years. since I was deplatformed like a woman falling off her high heel. So yes, I am absolutely going to do a deep dive of the French Revolution, on the Civil War, the founding of America, the Russian Revolution, perhaps. So, all right. What should I do, says somebody, somebody asked, what should I do with ChatGPT? You would like to see. I mean, AI could be the Oracle at Delphi, except it's going to be crippled by political correctness. Biden's even writing this DIE manifesto where he's saying, well, you know, anything to do with AI has got to be inclusive and can't promote inequities and all that. So, yeah, you can't have. Artificial intelligence is going to be turned into real-world stupidity by blocking essential information and anything that's politically incorrect. It's also boring, and you know, which is why we can't have anything accurate or factual or anything like that. So it's really, really sad. Really sad. Good evening, Steph. Good evening. Snowy day. Yes. Yes, it is. I see similarities between the French Revolution and what's happening today. Evil seems to grab hold in cycles. Well.